Welcome to episode 2 of our parenting series. We've had overwhelming support for our first episode and thank the community for the warm and constructive partnership we have in the all-important raising of our precious children. I am Belinda Baxter, Deputy Head Students and Community at our prep school. Of significance, I'm also the mother of two wonderful King's Old boys. My greatest advice to our families is to embrace all that the King's School has to offer and to contribute holistically. We are your village and we delight in sharing this journey with you. In this second episode, Dr. David Hegarty, our prep school counsellor, expands upon the importance of adult self-care and gives a broad explanation of how we can manage our anxiety, sadness, and anger. David shares his professional expertise on the cognitive behaviour model for coping with thoughts and feelings. It is now more important than ever to pay attention to our own well-being. We firmly believe that when we are best set up emotionally, we can support our children better. Your feedback and comment for our future series is highly regarded. Finally, God bless you in your parenting. And God bless your beautiful children.
Welcome to the next instalment of Parenting Conversations. Today, I want to continue our discussion on self-care. In part one, we covered why self-care is important, why being able to recognise what we can and can't control is important, and I provided you with an overview of the 7 aspects of the Healthy Mind Platter. Today, we are going to go a little bit more in depth with advice that might help if you're feeling a little more stuck with difficult feelings. Now, what I am about to present to you is very general advice. So if you're having persistent difficult feelings with what you are struggling with, then I strongly advise you to seek professional help. Some of the phone numbers presented at the end of this video might be useful for you, or you could speak to your GP. So firstly, it's important for us all to recognise and to acknowledge that sometimes we can all feel like things are getting on top of us. That might mean that we're feeling like we're getting stuck in emotions that we feel are unpleasant, typically anxiety, sadness, or anger. So if you are occasionally feeling like you are struggling with unpleasant emotions, like many of us do, then the following tips might be of use for you. But before we can deal with unpleasant feelings, we need to understand a little bit about how our mind works. And I want to present to you what we call the cognitive behavioural model. So in the first part of the model, we have thoughts. Now, thoughts are simply words or images or pictures that happen in our mind, and these thoughts influence how we feel and how we act. For example, I might be thinking, this is going to go on forever, and this might make me feel anxious or sad or any variety of emotions. And my thoughts might affect the way I act by making me avoid things I would normally enjoy doing. Next, we have feelings or emotions. This is those experiences such as happiness, sadness, worry, anger, all natural and normal emotions. And of course, emotions impact how you think and how you act. I might be feeling anxious, which could lead to anxious thoughts like, I can't cope with this. And I then might try to avoid certain situations. And finally, we have behaviours. This is simply what we do. And of course, behaviours influence how you think and how you feel. For example, I might be playing a board game with my family and we're having lots of fun. So I'm feeling happiness or joy and I'm thinking positive thoughts about myself or my situation. As thoughts, feelings, and behaviours are very closely linked, we can then start to think about how we can make changes if we are feeling stuck in one specific area, for example, our feelings. Now, importantly, if we're feeling like we're stuck in what we think is an unpleasant feeling, then we can't just stop feeling anxious or stop feeling angry. We just don't work like this, and I'm not sure we'd even want to. Emotions happen for a reason. And if you're trying to avoid them, it can have the counterintuitive effect of just making them even stronger. However, we can just try to reduce the intensity of these unpleasant feelings a little, which is typically enough to make us a bit better about our situation or ourselves. According to the cognitive behavioral model, the only way we can reduce the intensity of our feelings is to focus on our thoughts or our behaviors. I'm just going to briefly focus on thoughts for today. An important aspect of our thoughts is that they are not always accurate. We intuitively know this. We can sometimes recognise that we have inaccurate thoughts about ourselves or a situation we're in, and we can quickly correct ourselves. But an important aside is that our thoughts can sometimes be quite unhelpful too. Our own thoughts can be unhelpful about ourselves, about our situation, and about our ability to help ourselves. If we recognise that thoughts are not always accurate, nor always helpful, then we can recognise that if we can think something a little different, then we might be able to reduce that intensity of the unpleasant feelings we're struggling with. So I like to think of these types of different thoughts that might help us reduce emotional intensity as coping thoughts, and they can help us with self-care. Thoughts that we can deliberately focus on instead, and this can actually be quite powerful in changing how we feel. So here are some possible coping thoughts that you might find useful if you're struggling. These thoughts can help with self-care. Now, you may be able to use just one, or you might be able to use all of these in a given situation. Remember, the intent is not that these will get rid of an unpleasant emotion. We're just trying to reduce the intensity of it just a little so it feels easier to cope with whatever we are going through. The purpose being so that we can take care of ourselves so we can be better parents too. Just one final thing regarding thoughts that I want to cover. And this is a specific type of thought, expectations. Expectations are often should or shouldn't thoughts. For example, I might have expectations such as, I shouldn't have to deal with this, or he should show me some respect. However, expectations can sometimes be more subtle, such as, I just want to get the dinner cooked without interruption. Expectations in their simplest terms are thoughts about the way we want something to be, and they are a personal judgment about the way we think the world should be. Quite often, when reality doesn't live up to these expectations, these types of thoughts can lead to anger. Expectations in their simplest terms are thoughts about the way we want something to be, and they are a personal judgment about the way we think the world should be. Quite often, when reality doesn't live up to our expectations, these types of thoughts can lead to anger. An expectation of how we think the world should work has been broken, and this anger is expressing a dissatisfaction with reality. So, should we just have no expectations? Absolutely not. There's a wealth of literature about how having high but achievable expectations for children can significantly improve their academic achievement. Expectations are our standards, and standards dictate our commitment, connection, and drive for excellence. However, expectations can be a problem if we can't see past them, or if we can't determine if our expectations of ourselves or others are unreasonable or even unattainable. It can certainly be a sound and reasonable expectation to be spoken to respectfully by others, but we need to have an awareness of having this expectation in the first instance so that we are prepared for the often intense emotions that might arise if this expectation is broken. Being aware of our sometimes hidden thoughts, especially with regards to expectations, can be very powerful. So how can this help us with self-care? Well, I do think that in times of uncertainty and stress, it can be okay to lower expectations. Not expectations regarding how you're spoken to necessarily, but perhaps we need to lower the expectations of what we expect of ourselves or those around us. Only you can be the one to determine what your expectations are. Just be sure that you can see past the expectation to see what impact it is having on you and those around you. So we've covered a bit today. We've covered how our minds work, how we can use coping thoughts to deal with challenging situations, and we've covered how expectations can impact our mood. Simply recognizing how our minds function and being aware of how our thoughts impact our emotions and our actions can change significantly how we go through life. And please remember, if you feel like you're really struggling with your emotions, then please seek professional help. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Parenting Conversations, and I hope you'll join me next time for some different topics related to parenting.